Welcome everyone to informedradio.com. This is Chris Freedom Flowers filling in for Bo, and this is the Lone Gunman Show. Well, guys, I don't have very much prepared, so what I'm going to do is there's something I wanted to get to because this is something that I really wanted to get to when I was doing my show. I had a plan for a couple of days, well, since yesterday. It's a very compelling story, guys. It's very compelling information. Because this is something that might occur everywhere around, especially the United States of America. SWAT teams in St. Louis protecting Bank of America. Whoa. Refusing customer withdrawals. Directing customers to broken BOFA website. Now, I'm just going to read this, and then I'll get some of the other guys to come on, and we can kick this around. If it isn't an indication of what's to come, then we don't know what is. This is what it's going to look like when you try to get to the bank in the middle of a panic. From what we can gather, according to eyewitness testimony, St. Louis PD has barricaded the Bank of America building and is refusing customer access to deposits. They wouldn't let me in, so I had to push. Somebody stopped me because they pointed at the SWAT team right there. I don't believe they have a legal right to keep me from getting my money. That's why I pushed them. Forget about the SWAT team. I've got a legal right to go into that bank and take my money out. They wouldn't let me get past the barricade where those three guys are. I talked to the lieutenant of the St. Louis Police Department, and he said they, referring to the customers, don't have a legal right, but he was going to try to work out something, a symbolic gesture where eight people could pull their money out, I being one of them. He came back later and said they, BOFA, will not go along with that. You will have to withdraw your money online. Most of the people here want to withdraw their money, but they wouldn't let nobody through. That was our intention, to withdraw our money. In fact, they told us we could do it. All of a sudden, somebody changed the rules. When I first got there, they said, we're going to let you go in and withdraw your money. And then when I got ready to go in and withdraw my money, you can't get in. They quit talking. They just blocked it. Note that the Bank of America website has been intermittently in and out of service for the past 72 hours, which makes it difficult, if not impossible, for customers to access their accounts. Now, additionally, Bank of America's stock price has collapsed significantly over the last several weeks, leading many to wonder if the bank may be declaring bankruptcy quite soon. So, guys, what do you make of this?
So you think they're trying to, close up shop with people's money so people can't take it out before they do this?
Oh, yeah. And you know what, Brian? When you look back at what happened in Portland, Oregon about 2 years ago when they declared martial law in that city, banks would not allow people to take out their money, okay? This all goes along the lines of martial law, in a sense, because this is what they do when they bring martial law to fruition. They start barricading banks so you can't take your money out.
Why specifically St. Louis? What exactly happened? Like, what started this? Why did they decide to do this right now at this one particular bank? Because Bank of America is all over the country.
Yeah, well, particularly, I think it has a lot to do with this certain branch itself. May have been in a process of shutting down. I have no other
sources. Yeah, so maybe some of the locals like noticed, hey, these guys look like they're fucking leaving town with our money.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And apparently there are some stirrings going around in the St. Louis area in terms of minor protesting, so maybe that has a lot to do with it as well. So if you're out there and you're from the St. Louis area and you know what's going on, if you're one of these people, feel free to call in at 772-905-3018, and we'll put you live on the air, and you can have your say.
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah, man.
I feel bad for those people. That's why, man, banks, such a scam. Isn't Bank of America the ones that are about to raise their rates to $5, too?
Yep. Yeah, and the thing, too, Brian, check this out, okay?
That's a Rockefeller
the bank,
right?
Itself. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're all Rockefeller banks. Here it's Bank of Canada, but in Bank of for this particular branch, the clients were told, go online, and you could withdraw your money from there. But they couldn't get on for 72 hours because mysteriously the website has got a bug in it. They can't get on, or they do get on, they get booted off.
What happens if they drive to another town?
I don't know.
They shouldn't have to, but what happens if they do? Are they getting shut down too, or you don't know?
The only one that I have heard of has been the one in St. Louis.
No, but I'm saying, what if the St. Louis customers go a few towns over and go to a Bank of America there? Are they all set, as far as you know?
I don't think you could do that, because I think you have to go to your particular branch to withdraw money.
Oh yeah, it's not like a video.
Yeah, I know how that.
Can you guys remember the days when we were paid cash for our labor, and you know things were so much easier? Maybe you guys don't. But back in the 1980s, there was a lot of money to be made, and a lot of money was being thrown out there, and you didn't even have to worry about a bank account. You were paid in cash, and wow, have
no, it's changed a lot.
And now we've got a paper trail, yeah.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. I remember a lot of people out there that know me. I used to deliver pizzas for a long time, and when I worked at this pizza place, now we're talking when I was like 19, 20, so this is like 15 years ago or whatever. So this is like the 90s, the mid to late 90s. Just working at a pizza place and getting paid cash there. I mean, I made a killing. It was easy to pay rent and pay my bills and have plenty of spending cash. People can't do that now. Even these places that you thought would never die, like these busy restaurants around me and stuff that were always packed and, you know, bustling food out, they're doing like half the business now. Nobody has the money to go out and eat. And even the people that, stay home and eat the groceries, I mean, the groceries are going up and up and up and up and up and up. And one of the tricks they use now, if they don't think they can get away with jacking the price, they just give you less product and they charge you the same. They'll like make it 14 ounces instead of 16.
One experience, Brian, I found in the States when I visited in the late 1990s, that it was cheaper to eat out than it was to buy groceries and eat in.
If you're going to eat crappy food, yeah, if you don't mind eating like McDonald's and stuff, it is cheaper. And they do that, you know, that's why so many people fall
into... These were restaurants that we were going to, and... all you can eat, not all you can eat, probably buffets, but a buffet type thing. I don't know whether you know this terminology.
Yeah, yeah, buffet, yeah. All you can eat buffet. That's what we call it.
Put this on.
Yep, we have that here. And those are pretty cheap, definitely.
Well, you but know, that, in that America...
You don't want to eat buffets all the time, trust me. Food usually sits around.
Garbage.
Yeah.
In America today, regarding food, this is something interesting. A lot of people out there don't realize that, okay? That in America, you don't have the right to grow food, your own food, okay? Whatever food you want, and you don't have the right to eat whatever food you do grow because of Bill S-510.
It's true. It's true. And they disguise it as like food safety, and it has nothing to do with food safety. It has to do with them making sure that you do not give yourself nutritional food at your own will.
I'm so glad I live in Australia, because I don't know whether I could cope with what you guys have to cope with.
Oh, Ronnie, there was a woman in Michigan that made big headlines a few months over here in the alternative media about a woman in Michigan that got arrested for having a garden in her front yard. She got arrested for having a garden in her front yard, and they told her because that is it's illegal because it's not normal. It's not normal. That's not what people normally put in their front yard. So because she doesn't have bushes and the other stuff, and she has a tomato garden and stuff, they arrested her and fined her. It made a big deal. They eventually ended up dropping the charges after a few months, but still, they arrested her for having a garden.
Well, let's talk about some other things too as well that affect Americans, guys, because the majority of our audience is Americans, right? The CDC. That's the Center for Disease Control.
Boy.
They have started calling parents all over the nation, okay, to question them about the vaccine status of their children.
Yep. And...
In Australia, if you don't prove vaccine recording, you can't even put them in school. You know, you can, but it's a headache.
There's a state, I just saw this the other day, it might be California, I don't want to misquote it, but there's a state in the United States right now that's trying to make it so the kids can actually get vaccines at school without the parents' permission.
Yep, that's kids. California.
Regular kids, like we're talking kids, elementary school. Imagine your kids
came home with vaccination. How can they make these decisions? These guys are minors.
If it's the United States, that's just what they do.
It's no longer about freedom and liberty. It's about tyranny and dictatorship now.
It's crazy. If they're not going to get you with the vaccines, they're going to get you with the food. Then
to Australia, what you guys do, and you know, we are very much very similar in a lot of ways, and even though we have a lot more freedoms than what you do, but the restrictions are also upon us.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, look at another thing. You know, you don't have the right to raise your own children as you see fit.
That's
Yeah, because, gosh, I'm going to bring up another story here that affected me. Docs, what we call docs over here, was about to take my child off me because she was in a situation in a previous marriage that I had where my husband was not the infiltrator, but his son interfered with my daughter, and I had docs tell me that if I did not expose a situation of telling my husband to move out of the house, they would take my daughter off me, which was not his fault. You know, it was his son's situation, and then he got jailed and blah, 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 and it was, a long story. But you think you have rights with your family? Think again. Because there's going to be situations that are posed on you that you have no control of. You are not in control of your life. Even if you buy a house, you have a 99 lease here. Dictatorship, control. I've been going out of my way to break away from the society, and you can't. Because, you know what? You cannot live in this three-dimensional world without being conformed. Unless you go through some life stories and actually live some of this stuff, you know, you sit on the outside and go, oh, that's never going to happen to me. Well, you know what? One day, it will. So, you know, if you don't start thinking about where your rights are and sticking up for your rights and putting some stuff into place and preparing, you're going to find yourself in a situation where you're going to be pretty much shafted.
Yep.
No, it's true. I mean, you take a look at, like, particularly in the United States of America, and I don't want to bash America, guys, but we're talking about the government here, not the people. But look at the unlawful search and seizure, okay, since the Patriot Act was implemented. I mean, they could just come into your house without a warrant. If they suspect that you're a domestic terrorist, take whatever they want. They can plant in your house to frame you, to make it look like you are a terrorist, and you can't do nothing about it.
Yep. You could come home one day, and they could have a bomb that they put on your couch to make you look like a terrorist when you come home, and then you're going to jail for being a terrorist, and then you're not even getting a trial or a judge and talking to a lawyer about it because you're a terrorist, and you're locked away in a secret prison somewhere. And then eventually they'll just torture you or kill you if they decide they want to dispose of you.
That's, and a lot of people don't realize it's not... Yeah, it's not just your attorney you don't get. You don't get to see your family. If you have children, you won't get to see your children. Nope. Your wife.
They never know.
None of that.
They never know nothing. You're just gone. You're just erased from existence. And that's considered by the law now. That's by the book. That's how we do business now. Ever since this fake-ass 9/11. That's it. That's... They've used that for everything in... I mean, the Patriot Act. Could there be a more oxymoronic term than the Patriot Act?
Yeah, come on, you know, you're right. You're straight up right about that, Brian.
Is that the oxymoronic term you've ever heard? That is the most unpatriotic piece of legislation ever written in the history of any government. I'm sorry, Ronnie. I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't hear you when I started.
No. It's okay. It's, you know, as we're in a round table kind of situation, you know, we're kind of butting in on each other. It's okay. And I didn't mean to butt in on you, by the way. But what I was going to say is I forget the terminology, but, you know, the drilling that they're doing for...
the shale.
And, you know, the water is getting contaminated and the animals are losing their hair and, guys, help me out there.
Well, that relates to the thing I was talking about earlier where the U.S. tried to get the Japan, this is before the nuclear disaster, they tried to get them to conspire with them to actually start dumping nuclear waste into the oceans. And we've been doing it for years.
Yeah, only we don't really dump it in our own oceans. We dump it in other people's oceans.
Yeah, that's why we try to talk them into it so when they catch us.
You can actually go drilling, and you have, you know, you may own your property, and they can go drilling, and, you know, your whole life is stuffed. And you can take their payout, yes, but pretty much if you don't take their payout, you know, not the roads. There's a word, and it's not ley lining.
A word for what? For which term are you trying to describe?
You know, the
for the drilling or for the payout?
Where they're drilling and they're bringing up gas and
shale. It's called shale, right? SHALE for the natural gas. Is that what you're talking about?
Shale rock.
No, it's not. Look, let me go and research right now, and I'll get back to you guys with this because, you know, this is a huge worry, and I'm really pissed off with myself that I can't even bring myself to remember.
Are we doing it over there? Are we doing it in Australia?
They're doing it in Australia. They're doing it all over the place.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, like there was a doco where this guy actually put a lighter up. He turned his tap on, his tap water on at his sink, and he put a lighter to it, to the tap water that was, you know, drinking water, and it went in flames.
Wow.
So... let me do some research here right now, and I'll get back to you guys with this.
I got something I want to... Go ahead. I'll get something kind of related to that. That's kind of like over here, okay? BP, this all ties into the BP thing. BP, you know, they have a $42 billion plan, and they've had this in place, a $42 billion plan to buy out, pay...
Did we lose you, Brian? I think we lost Brian. Hello? Okay, well, yeah, Brian's not there. Anyway, yeah. Oh, he's back. Oh,
okay.
Dropped again.
Chris just saved my ass. And Chris just saved my ass sitting next to me, and he said, fracking.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, what I was saying is, what she was saying kind of, my mic must have cut
fracking,
out.
Fracking.
Fracking, yes. I think the term I was saying is the term for the gas. I think fracking is the term, like, to dig it. And I think what they're digging for is called shale, I think. I think that I had it mixed up. I could be totally wrong about that. You guys hear me, right? I'm still coming through?
Yeah. Frackers, man.
Yeah, what I was going to say is how she was saying about how, you know, if you take that payout or not, that's like what happened over here with BP. There are tons of people that didn't take the payout that BP offered. BP wanted to move, okay? They have a $42 billion plan in place to take everybody from the right side of Texas all the way over to the left side of Florida on the coastline and 50 miles inward. And they want to move all these people out of there to build North America's largest oil refinery right there. And so all those people that didn't move, of course, Katrina happened, conveniently. Okay, of course, the dams were blown up. We'll get into that another time. But yes, they blew those levees up. The storm had already passed over for Katrina. It had already receded. And the Army Corps of Engineers blew those dams up and flooded that place, okay? And they did that for a lot of reasons, as there's usually a lot of agendas. The reason they did that is basically to terrorize those people, to ruin their lives, basically, make them move out of there, and to practice martial law. They wanted to run a test of martial law in a major American city, and that's what they ended up doing down there. That's why they – go ahead. You want
to
say something?
They seem to have, an agenda for the Missouri area, because if you look at what happened with Joplin, Missouri – you know, with the tornadoes, they did the same thing in that area where they were blowing levees up, okay? And then all of a sudden, we hear recently, the past couple of days, about this bank in St. Louis, which is in Missouri. People having problems getting their money. There's a lot of talk of something big going down in the Missouri area.
I wonder what that is. I wonder. Now, the other thing I was saying is, those people that didn't move out, okay, and then they had the Katrina happen to them, and then some people still stuck around, okay, and then they still wouldn't take a payout, so then they have the oil spill happen. Now, all those people that live by being fishermen or people that are not even fishermen, if you have a store and you're down near the, you know, because it's busy down there because of the water and the storefront and the properties down there, you're not making any money. Nobody's fishing. Nobody's out there eating at the restaurants. Nobody's doing anything. You have to move out of there. They're forcing everybody to move out, and the people that still stayed after all of that, they're getting Karoxid sprayed on them overnight by our military that's working for BP, is actually flying over the coast and spraying deadly Karoxid all over everybody. And it's supposed to be to clean up the oil, and they're really poisoning everybody. People are getting sick down there. And that gets absolutely no coverage on the media. That's all part of the, you know, the BP oil spill and the Katrina, and all that is all part of a plan to put an oil refinery right there and actually ruin the environment. If they ruin that environment, they won't have to worry about, you know, the EPA or any type of regulations when they want to put their oil. Not that that would matter, but they're just, it's going to be a breeze to get it in there. That place is going to be a ghost town. Louisiana, and it's just going to be an absolute ghost town down there. They're putting an oil refinery there. All those people
are trying to make ghost towns all over the states. I heard you guys being totally in a situation of being totally depopulated.
Don't know. What do you mean? You mean, is there an agenda to do that in all the big cities?
Well, yeah. What I've seen is pretty much the entire United States is going to be depopulized. There is stuff out there on YouTube about this.
It's going to be worldwide, though. Not just. They're going to start with the U.S. Don't get me wrong, but they're also going to start at
Australia
the same time with Asia.
Australia,
right.
Chris, Australia is looking for popularization. We want to bring...
officially,
like,
maybe. Maybe officially they're saying that, but you know what I mean? If you're talking about we're depopulizing by eliminating people, is that what you're saying? Or are you talking about, like, relocating people?
Depopulization is in... seeing, you know, links to Georgia Guidestones or something like this.
Well, see, yes, but exactly. The reason why I ask is, like, when you're talking about the Georgia Guidestones or the depopulation, that's a worldwide plan. That's not just the United States. Those don't say we want to kill 80% of the people in the United States. That says we want to kill 80% of the people in the world. That's why I was a little confused when you said that. The depopulation isn't just the United States. That's everywhere. Yeah. And that's being pushed through with the GMO agenda, and that's why the GMOs are in so many countries.
If they tell you that they want to populate something, it's doublespeak. Actually, what they're trying to tell you is they want to depopulate it. That's the language of the New World Order. They say one thing and do another. Do completely the opposite.
Exactly. And even if they don't, you know, kill people overnight with the food, by making you sterile down the line, the generations down the line, eventually more people are going to die than are being born. And there goes your population problem. The population starts to swing the other way really fast. Everywhere they've talked about it, it's been worldwide.
We've seen this in the E. coli that has been put in their food,
yeah? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And that was a manufactured disease, was it not? That didn't come naturally, did it?
No.
That's right. I did read about how that was definitely not naturally occurring. Yeah, and
it was pretty much putting our food as to make us ill.
See, that's why I'm
not dead.
That's what I'm saying. Like in Australia, maybe they're telling you they're going to populate and they want more people, but you guys still have GMO food. So the same plan is in effect. It's just not being talked about.
Yeah. Well, here's something interesting, guys. Okay, this is something that I mean, I'm going to post it in the Skype chat in a few seconds. It's very small to read, like three paragraphs. But this is something that we can pass on to those who are not awake, and they can look into this, and it might trigger something in their brain. The CIA elects the president, according to former KGB agent. Now, according to the author of the book KGB Operation Barack Obama, who has 30 years of international espionage experience, KGB intelligence officer, and a former CIA FBI filament, there are no Democrats, no Republicans in the U.S., but rather a war between the CIA and KGB for the White House. Now, this guy goes on to claim that he has a white card, so to speak, a carte blanche, okay, to keep the White House under CIA control. Now, he said the very following: sorry, my fellow Americans, you don't elect your president anymore. CIA and KGB take care of it. He also goes on to outline the OSS Operation President Roosevelt, CIA Operation John Kennedy, KGB Operation Bill Clinton, SBU Operation Kremlin, and he goes on to talk about Operation 9/11, which the KGB apparently had a role in, KGB Operation Barack Obama, and the Hillary Clinton conspiracy. Now, his conclusion, okay, in the book that he wrote, is a plea for citizenship and a congressional investigation into his story, which is very interesting, as well as a recommendation that the CIA be terminated and the FBI and Secret Service should be reformed. So I'll throw that in the back, and it's very interesting when you get these insiders, whistleblowers coming up and talking about these things.
Yeah, I'm going to throw in something here as well, and Operation Zombieland, because the military already have a protocol in place for the zombies.
Now, when they talk about zombies, Ronnie, do they talk about, like, people who are not awake or actual real-life flesh-eating zombies?
Talking about the CDC
thing? I realize that not the flesh-eating zombies. And I know the analogy, Jan. But you know what we have to be aware of is that the military already has protocol in place.
Now, here's what I have to say about that. Now, I know, as probably you guys know, I mean, the presidents are picked. They are elected. And whether it's the CIA or somebody else, I don't really know who does it. But the whole KGB, I mean, that really comes as a surprise to me. Doesn't that to you? How does the KGB tie into selecting our president? How did it ever get to that point where Russia has any say in it?
See, it's a new world order, and I firmly do not believe that anybody is elected, rather selected.
Yes.
So I could exactly see how the KGB would have a large role in it.
Just because I got to think more. It's more of a global thing. That person's being picked on a global scale, and Russia, being a big global power, has a big influence in the new world order. So they could. Yes, I understand what you're saying. Now,
like a lot of people don't realize that even though with all the problems that Russia has, especially when it was formerly the USSR, it's still a powerhouse in terms of intelligence. It's right up there with British intelligence and the CIA.
It goes around the globe, and you know, we're puppets on a string here where I live.
Yeah, basically. But it's all of our politicians are puppets too. I mean, they are all selected. They're not.
Oh yeah.
I mean. You people really think they're going to let somebody get in a seat as powerful as, you know, the president, and it's not going to be somebody that they pick? They control everything. They control everything. They control both sides of everything. They control movements. Yep. They control everything.
Well, here's something interesting that I think that people should be checking out. Israel of course, we're all familiar with Israel, sends hundreds, and we're talking, think about this number here, okay, for a second, hundreds of kilograms of nuclear waste to the United States.
Nuclear waste?
Yeah. We give Israel...
Why do we do everything for them? I mean, Jesus Christ, we're going to take their nuclear
Zionism,
waste?
Zionism, man.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus. Think about it. It's
the House of Rothschilds, man. They control it all. We give them... America gives them $3 billion per year.
Yeah,
$30 billion.
Where does the U.S. get off taking other countries' fucking resources? Excuse my expression.
I don't know where they get off doing it. It makes me so mad. That's one of the things I try and use to wake people up. How can you not see that? Look what we're doing. We are murdering people and stealing their shit. I mean, is what else? How can you call that freedom? Look what we're doing. It's
they call it the Adams for Peace program.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know what? The picture that is painted to myself and my family and a lot of Australians is that the U.S. are pretty much dominating romper stompers.
Germany. We're like Germany used to be.
Sorry, Chris, because I know you're Russell Crowe and you know, that was his...
I'm not American.
Romper stomper. Whenever I think of this, I think of you. But I can honestly say, what the frick are you guys doing? And not you guys personally, but you guys as a country. You're dictating to the global situation. You're taking a country's resources. You're hobbling countries financially. You know, what is this about? What is this? It's total control.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. It's all about putting it towards the world government. It's not an accident. That's why they do all these things.
Let me know.
You know, yeah. But the one world government is already put forth that the U.S. military must be handed over. Now, why? If we're for peace in a new world order.
Well, check this out. You know when I just mentioned the Israeli sending their nuclear waste to America? Well, there's talk now, especially on Rents.com, that secret U.S.-Israeli nuke transfers led to the Fukushima blast in Japan, which caused the nuclear meltdown.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, this source that you just plugged there, how reliable would you say they are? Do you use them a lot? As I've never heard of them, that's why I'm asking.
Oh, Rents.com is a very good website, and the stuff on there is he takes the what he gets it from experts. Like the one who wrote this is a guy by the name of Yoshi Shimatsu, and I believe he has something to do with he's an insider, I believe, that has something to do with the nuclear energy power in Japan.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'll drop that for you, but it's quite interesting because a lot of us have been talking, you know, about how the Fukushima Daiichi reactors were actually a false flag event. And when you look at the Illuminati playing card, okay, and it shows the Tokyo Tower on the card. Now, don't forget, these cards came out in the 1990s. It shows the Tokyo Tower. Pointed at 3, the other hand is pointed at 11. You see the tower coming down with all this nuclear waste and people like rotting away, and that's the exact date,
really?
March 3rd. Yeah.
Dude, I never heard any of that. I always thought it was a false flag thing, and my reasoning was just because there's so many damn people in Japan in such a small area, dude. That's a perfect place to do something like that, to take out a bunch of people, you know what I mean? And to help swing the population down. That would really make an impact. But, I didn't hear anything about... Are you the one that has the show on here that talks about all the numerology and stuff?
Yep.
Oh, all right, cool. I was listening to some of that. I had never really heard any of that. And, man, you got some pretty interesting stuff there, man. What made you get into all of that?
It just started out basically... I just started noticing numbers everywhere. Like, you know, like 9/11, right? And then I just realized,
Chris,
fuck, you know.
I didn't know you were into this.
Yeah, he has a whole show on it. He's awesome.
Yeah, I did
he,
a three-hour program.
Good stuff the other day. It was crazy. So do you think
you know,
what they do
I
is they're going to do
nine,
an attack how
I
they want?
Nine everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what you think is they're going to do an attack how they want, but what they're going to do is they're going to use the numbers to basically plan it. So you can, if you can read the numbers, the way they use their numbers, you can actually maybe predict some of this stuff.
No doubt. Yep, for sure. Like, if you look at the significant dates that they have, 11-11-11, November the 11th of this year, or even the 9th of November, which will be 11-9-11, because they like 9-11, they love those numbers. That's going to be something massive that's going to happen in between those 2 days. You know, but just before the Japanese earthquake, I said, be careful for that date, okay? I was saying it all over Facebook and the other radio station I was with. Be careful for that freaking date. And what happened? You had the Japanese earthquake. And not because, like, I prophesized it. It's just by numbers. Everything, okay, the best way to put it is numerology, mathematics is the true language of the Illuminati.
That's crazy, man. This is like, I heard your show the other day. I couldn't turn it off, man. I had never heard anything about numerology, and I'm going to be honest with you. My impression of it was stupid. That was my impression. And then I heard you and some of the things you said.
That's cool.
And I'm a guy that I don't believe in coincidences anymore. I don't. I mean, once in a while there can be some, but learning all these you're supposed to believe in 100 coincidences of 9/11, 100 coincidences of that. I've heard too much compelling stuff. There's definitely got to be a tie, and I definitely hear where you're coming from now, and I definitely want to hear some more about it, dude. I mean, that's some crazy stuff. I could definitely see them following number systems to plan the dates because they can do it whenever the hell they want. Why not do it on a certain...
I want to know why, you know, Obama is in Australia on the 16th of the 11th for an anniversary between Australia and New Zealand for some type of allegiance. Is this date any significance, Chris?
Oh, yeah, right there. I'll tell you right now. There's three significances to that number. The first one is... You got the 16, you add that, you get 7-11, two numerological New World Order numbers. You add up all those numbers, it gives you a 9, and you have the 11 right there. I would not be surprised if something massive happens on that date.
Wow.
Which
I
is why he's over here, yeah?
It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen in Australia. That could be like the big white elephant. Obama's over there, everybody's attention is over there.
No, I meant... is why he's over here, because he's protected, yeah?
I guess so, yeah.
Wow, man.
Well, guys, you know, I've been seeing a lot of nines. I've been getting to numbers for some time now as well, Chris, and you know, everywhere... I am seeing 9, 9, 9, 9, 11, 11, 11, 9. I'm an 11 life path, but I'm seeing a lot of 9.
Yeah, those numbers are everywhere. Okay, not just with that date 9/11, but it signifies emergency. Exactly. If you look at George Bush Senior, he made the first speech about the New World Order ever heard.
Yep.
September the 11th, and he did the same thing the following year. And if you look at Larry Rothschild, who's a pitching coach of the New York Yankees, he signed his first major league contract with Detroit Tiger, mind you, September the 11th.
I always thought it was very strange that it was 911 for the 911, like, you know, emergency 911. Like, that was really weird for me. But that was, like I said, I didn't wake up till just under a year ago. I mean, less than a year ago, I thought that the 9/11 was Osama bin Laden and everything, dude. I had no idea about any of this stuff, so.
You know, the weird thing is that, you know, over here, is our emergency number is 000. My kids watching, you know, Pleb TV, which I've now made them not be able to watch. But, you know, you guys, 911. So, only, like Chris just said, the only place in the world that has this emergency call, 911.
New Zealand, it's 111.
New Zealand, it's 111.
In the UK, it's 999.
UK 999, Australia 000. Why you guys 911?
Yeah, I don't know. Canada too, it's 911.
Where in Canada are you anyways?
Montreal, Quebec.
Oh, I love Montreal. I've been there actually 13 times, so I love it up there.
Ah, it's a new world order.
I love Montreal as well. The cobblestone streets and it's so romantic there. And everyone speaks French, and even you dockets, man, if you can't speak French, you're pretty much...
No, you can speak English up there, and you can get by. Enough people speak English in Montreal, but I think maybe in the other parts.
Broken English, yes, but, you know, if you can speak French, you know, you get on a lot better.
Yeah, definitely. But a lot of them do speak both, which is very helpful for people like me. So I don't speak a word of French.
Chris, give us some French.
How do you say George Bush is a war criminal in French?
Oh, damn, he's gone offline.
We lost him. We lost Chris. Well, we got 10 minutes left on the show anyways. Ronnie, is there anything else that you want to talk about while we have like 10 minutes left?
Glutathione.
What is?
Glutathione. I would like, you know, I'm going to plug this till the end of my day, if I tell you. It's the your most normal body antioxidant. And it's an anti-agent that we produce naturally. And as we get older, this depletes. And it's also found in people that suffer from anywhere between autism and people that suffer from asthma, different types of cancers. Glutathione is something that is going to save your ass, and please look it up, the word glutathione. We can, you know how your parents used to talk to you about eating your greens?
Yeah.
There's a purpose for this, because it produces glutathione.
Oh, okay. So this is giving you that directly. Is this something you can buy over the counter right now?
No, you cannot take it orally. You definitely cannot take it orally, because your body will not absorb it in that, an oral situation. But you can get a certain amount of vegetables that will produce this naturally, or you can take it in a pill form. And I'm gonna probably put it out there. I don't even sell it, but look into Max GXL. It pretty much for athletes even. It produces. Thanks. Chris has just helped me here and posted a link on my Facebook. It's not happening because I'm not going there right now. I'm in the middle of a conversation. But, you know, Max GXL actually says, and I've looked into this, I not put myself in a situation where I am signed up for anything, but I do take Max GXL pills to higher my glutathione levels, and I don't know, you know, you guys may not know me, but I'm 3 years or 50 years old, and if the anti-aging thing is happening, well, you're witness to that, yeah?
if what I see of you is anything resembling a current picture, you don't look anywhere near 50 years old.
Oh, well, you know, that picture you're looking at is, like, taken a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you look about 15 years younger than what you're telling me your age is. So whatever you're doing is definitely working. I know the people listening out there can't see that, but I thought I was looking at somebody my age. I really did, and I'm 34, so... I mean, it's working good for you.
Well, do yourself a favor and research glutathione, because you know what? That is a pretty much big answer to what we're searching for. Okay?
Yeah, I'll definitely look into that. I've never heard. We need to have like a big, maybe in a couple of weeks, like a meeting of the minds here with everybody, and have like a health show, and just go for like 3 hours, and just tell everybody about all different health things that they've been absolutely lied to about everything. This is just so much stuff. I got so much stuff.
Go out and get your vaccinations, peeps. Go get your vaccinations. You need to get your vaccines.
I saw somebody post that on Facebook today. They were at some university, Princeton University, and they're like, it was their own page. They posted, oh, got my vaccination through a mist today. I did my part to keep the campus healthy. I almost died laughing. Oh, that is such a joke. Wow. For anybody out there that doesn't get the joke, don't get the vaccines. Sum that up right there, okay? They have some very dangerous additives in them. Mercury, thermosol. This stuff can be absolutely deadly. There's a lot of cases of autism in this country. We could do a whole show just on that, on the autism link.
Oh, gosh. Can I be involved in this? I actually
go ahead.
With people with high autism. And, yeah, gosh, involve me in this, please.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. With the autism... they're still denying the link to the vaccines and the autism. But what they're doing is they've actually paid out, hundreds of families millions of dollars for lawsuits, and what they put them in what they call vaccine court. They have these courts that they just pretty much, pay out all the cases before they go to any trial. They keep it out of the media. They do it real hush hush. And there's at least. Out of the vaccine injured children, I know there's 5,000 open cases right now in vaccine court in the U.S. This was a few months ago, these numbers. There were at least 83 specifically that got paid that specifically had autism caused by the vaccine, not brain damage, not any of these other disorders, specifically autism. They paid out millions of dollars to these families, but they're still denying it. Mainstream medical field still denies it. You really need to look into any of these.
Mainstream medical is, they are bound, they are handcuffed.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I was arguing with somebody about this, and I know it's fact. I've seen the kids myself. Okay, not in person, but I've watched enough interviews of the actual children that are messed up from it, and hearing the parents plea out. And there was one woman, okay. Her daughter or her son got autism after the vaccine, and she was so sure of it that her second child, she was not going to let that happen. No matter what, she was not going to get that vaccine. Well, child services, they made her kid get it. They came and physically grabbed it out of the kid's out of the mother's arms, screaming and kicking. And sure enough, a couple weeks later, her daughter had autism. And I mean, that's what goes on in this country. They'll force vaccinate your kids with stuff that they know is absolutely deadly and dangerous. It's absolutely deadly and dangerous. And if these vaccines work, like say the flu vaccine, why would you need to get them all the time? You should just need to get it once, shouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. Because only one time it builds up your antibodies, right? So you would only need it once.
Exactly.
A lot of people don't know that.
That pokes right there. I mean, I'll just throw up a red flag right there. You should only have to have it once. It doesn't make any sense that you would need it over and over again.
They change and, everything is mutating, blah, blah, blah.
Everybody, on the stream.
So we're not live?
The stream reconnects automatically, but everybody listening has to refresh. So if somebody can get to the chat room and type out refresh, everybody.
Are you on a website there, Ronnie?
I'm back. I got dropped. You guys hear me?
Yeah, we all got dropped. Brian, are you on the website?
I got it.
No, I'm not. I'm sauce.
Okay. Yeah, we have to just tell people to restream, but the whole Skype went down.
It's midnight, so just play some music. You know what I mean?
Well, for those listening, this was the Lone Gunman. Bo couldn't be here, so a bunch of us just jumped on. Brian with his show, The Wake Up Call. Ronnie with her show, Sundays, The Wacky World of Ronnie. I guess that's what it's called. I don't really recall.
myself and Chris were. Margins, Chris. That has to be rectified.
What's the name of it, Ronnie?
Outside the Margins. Ronnie's Wacky World was just some wacky thought that I come up with at the time when I spoke to you.
Oh, could you type it? Could you type it in the bottom of the Skype?
Yeah, doing it now. Outside the Margins. It was, okay. You know what? In actual fact, it was my first website in the mid 1990s. OutsideTheMargins.com, and I just thought, you know, I want to resurrect that.
Okay.
I have an idea. Before we go off the air, how about I read the schedule for tomorrow for everybody out there, since we have the schedule now. I have it right in front of me.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, everybody out there that's listening, tomorrow we start the day off with me with the Wake Up Call at 11 a.m. We're going to do a special till 1, so that's going to be a two-hour show. At 3 p.m., we have Venting with Truthers with Lenny Cloud. At 7 p.m., we have Freedom or Tyranny with Michael Peterson. At 8 is the Revolution Roundtable with Rev. At 9 is Useless Eaters with Justin Cook and Amanda Hodo. At 10 p.m., I'll be back on the air with the Wake Up Call again for another episode. At 11 is the Libertarian with Ken Poirier. At 1 a.m. is Ruminations with Rex. And at 2 a.m. will be Late Night Synopsis with Daniel Powers. That's tomorrow's schedule for Informed Radio, everybody.
Yep. And it's Wanda, not Amanda.
I don't know. Sorry, Wanda. I don't know even why I said that.
Yeah. All right, terrible. So stay safe, everyone. I'm out.
Good night, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow. This is InformedRadio.com.